All right, well, here's a concoction to get your heart racing on a Thursday morning. Mix up a live horn section, add an MC, some guitar, bass and drums, and stir it up with some conservatorium-trained musicians and serve it hot, hot, hot. It's a pretty heady brew. It's called Five Coffees, and you've been hearing a track from them called A Little Revolting all across 2SER, including right here on Breakfast. Dean Adams is the saxophonist and founder of Five Coffees. Dean, very good morning, mate.
Yeah, morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it. Now, Five Coffees dates right back to 2009 when you and Guy met at the con, didn't you?
That's right. So I was at the studying saxophone at the conservatory. I was actually doing the classical course there.
The classical
course. Just to throw in another curveball. I haven't played a classical gig in my life. And obviously, like, you know, there's not much of a market for the classical saxophone.
Isn't there? I'm actually stunned to learn that.
You know what? There's probably about one guy that gets all those classical gigs. And then that's not me. No, so it was great for all my chops and stuff. It was fantastic to sort of have new songs to play all the time. But anyway, long story short, we formed a sort of improvisational band, which ended up being Five Coffees back in 2009.
And I know you kind of had a bit of any and all comers for a while, but you've got a bit of an A-team lineup at the moment, don't
you?
Yeah,
definitely. We've had a few lineup changes, and we've got just some really fantastic young musicians right now. Our first drummer was about 50 years old, actually. He was the uncle of one of the rappers in the band. So we've got a really good bunch of guys now, and it's a 7-piece band. And basically how I've kept it going is, you know, kept it really professional and made sure that all the tunes are rock solid and everyone's on board.
Well, it's a really interesting sound to come to because it's got that kind of jazzy funk sound to it. But of course, that sort of rapping vocals just adds a real layer to it.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm obviously just coming from the kind of funk background myself after all my classical training. And I love that sort of James Brown, Motown-y kind of stuff, you know, when saxophones were really raging back then and trumpets as well. So I've come from that angle. We've got the MC who can literally rap over anything. So that's been really handy.
And I think what we've been hearing from A Little Revolting is also just that kind of, you know, the funk's, the sound is incredible, but then there's that almost political sentiment layered over the top. I mean, you know, A Little Revolting, it's a real smack on the head for the New South Wales government.
Yeah, definitely. So our rapper's actually an emergency ward doctor.
Really?
Yes. So,
okay.
You know, he does both.
Sure.
Manages his time. And yeah, so basically A Little Revolting is about sort of having a discussion about Sydney's lockout laws and also sort of like that anti-establishment thing of sort of not being like to be told what to do coming from a young person's perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you know, you've been playing in live bands. I mean, you're in Skunk Hour at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. You know what? Skunk Hour, they're a fantastic bunch of guys. And it's almost like playing with my band in about 10 years' time. You know, the gigs are huge and it's a lot of fun. And there's actually a lot of parallels, which is quite funny.
They are funk royalty in Australia. They really are.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's been great because I've just always been doing like massive gigs with those guys. We did the Metro earlier this year.
Yeah.
And they're still playing. They've got a huge back catalogue of songs.
And that's the thing I was going to say, like, you know, Skunk Hour, you've got the Metro, you've got those big venues, but smaller bands definitely still finding it harder and harder to find a good venue.
Well, that's right. I think it's a good way in that Five Coffees has been around for a couple of years, so, you know, we're playing Lazy Bones tomorrow. But if we were just starting right now, for example, like the first gig we played was at the Sandringham Hotel, which is sort of closed down in Newtown now.
It's now a putt-putt golf pub.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard about it. You know,
yeah, I'm not making that
fun.
Up, it is.
No, yeah, so I think it's definitely getting a bit harder, and that's sort of the tone of the album's taken a little bit this time around.
Yeah.
And it's good to sort of be a bit more relevant, whereas, you know, some of our earlier stuff was just happy-go-lucky kind of stuff.
Well, you mentioned Lazy Bones tomorrow. That's not just you playing. That's the actual album launch.
That's right. So, we've been working on the album all year, and it's going to be ready tomorrow. I'm actually picking up the pressings tomorrow daytime in time for the gig, so cutting it nice and fine. But it should be all ready, and, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's been a lot of hard work and a lot of good people involved in this project.
Yeah, it is a lot of hard work when everyone has side projects and day jobs and everything, and that's when you know something like this is a genuine labour of love.
Yeah, definitely. You know, everyone's put in their own time into it, and it's all come together at the last moment, and it sounds great. I'm really proud about it.
Well, we're going to hear a track from it right now. I'm going to play Johnny Walker. I think you said, sorry, it's Johnny Walker Gives Sound Advice. Did you say it was the last track on the album?
Yeah, this is the seventh track on the album that's being released tomorrow.
We're going to have a listen to this. Five Coffees. The album launch is tomorrow night at Lazy Bones. People can still get along?
Absolutely. So you can buy your tickets on the door. It's $20. Special guest, Mighty Bullfrog.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
And Lazy Bones. What a great venue.
Oh, it's fantastic. Those guys really, you know, have a good thing going there, and we're happy to be doing it.
I'm happy to be playing this right now. Dean, thank you very much, mate, and good luck for tomorrow night. You're about to listen to Johnny Walker Give Sound Advice from Five Coffees off the debut album coming out tomorrow.
Never talk back, but to speak when spoken to. I wonder if they ever thought that. Give me no clue what I'm supposed to do. They said no when you beat, but never be a quitter. And girls are made of sugar and sweet. That's why they all seem bitter. They said good things come to those who wait. But then they said the early bird might get the worm. See, I only get birds when I'm fashionably late. Birds of a feather flock together. Then they said opposites attract, and still waters run deep. So be still with your facts. I'll be 1 foot, then the next foot. 1 foot and then the next. 1 foot, then the next foot. Every rhyme a textbook, blind secret left hook.
1 foot and the next foot.
1 foot and then the next. 1 foot, then the next foot. Every rhyme a textbook, blind secret left hook. Greener some other place.
That's right.
Time waits for no man.
That's right.
Steady will win the race.
That's right.
You are what you eat.
That's right.
Sugar make the medicine go round.
That's right.
Many cooks spoil the broth.
That's right.
But two heads are better than one now. Never throw stones in a glass house. Except if you could hit two birds. And if you do it early enough now, you might get some worms. With that kind of advice to guide my life, you could tell I was not concerned. Great desire to play with fire. Let the flames go higher and watch it burn. I'll go 1 foot, then the next foot. 1 foot and then the next. 1 foot, then the next foot. Every rhyme a textbook, line single left hook. 1 foot and the next foot. 1 foot and then the next. 1 foot and the next foot. Every rhyme a textbook, line single left hook. Making choices, people are afraid of it. Sometimes I wonder if their advice is for me or just for the person saying it. So don't add advice like it's a positive thing to say, because if you're adding something negative, you're just taking away. So spare me your proverbs. I'm proverbs like learning, doing, believing. And on the converse, I'm converbs like telling, smart-assing, and preaching. Winston Churchill said there's lies, then lies, and then there's advice. Thanks for your input. I got this.
That is the Five Coffees. Johnny Walker Gives Sound Advice off their brand new album. It's being launched tomorrow night at Lazy Bones. Check it out.